You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Oakland resident Glenn Bailey is 85 years old, and he spent 52 of those years in the penal system. Bailey was in and out of jail for most of his life, and he's never denied the crime that got him in the longest, a double homicide. Inside prison, Bailey formed friendships, allyships, and he never ran with any of the gangs. And when he was up for parole, he didn't lie. Not only did he believe he should be in prison, he wasn't angry at the system that put him there. And he says, owning up brought him peace and strength. Bailey grew to be a mentor and educator to younger prisoners, and now that he's out, his life story's been adapted to theater. The play Lifer by the Low Bottom Players is the story of Bailey from his youth in Oakland to his prison life and beyond. Playwright Dr. Ayodele Nzinga wrote the play. She joined me in studio along with Glenn Bailey to tell me more about Lifer. Let's start with you, Ayodele, with the idea, the initial idea of taking Glenn's story and putting it on stage. Where did that come from for you?
Well, I was already into exploring the carceral system in the United States, and I had done several pieces of work and a great deal of research on the carceral system as it intersects with Black communities, and in particular, families. And I found out that almost every single entity within community has a deep familiarity with the carceral system, either because they have experienced it themselves or had a family member or someone close in their circle of associates who have been arrested or actually has done time. So it was at the presentation of Beyond Bars, Growing Home, that an associate of Mr. Bailey's approached me and asked me if I was interested in an assignment that wasn't prose or theater. Actually, this started out with a book project. Because I don't do transactional art, it was necessary that I spend some time with Glenn and get to know him. My question, before I had other questions, was, why is he worthy of writing a book? And so we met in 2014?
I think so. 2014.
Yeah. And so I felt like a year was just an adequate time to get to know him, you know? And in that period of time, I discovered that there was a really remarkable human being behind the story of spending 52 years in the carceral system.
Glenn, what did you initially think when you heard your story is going to turn into a book and a play?
When I got to San Quentin in 1972, my last joke, because I did 42 years the last time, I did 10 years prior, off and on, in three jokes. And I knew a lot of guys that got out of prison, a lot of guys that she alluded to that were well known, but they didn't, I don't feel as though they did us justice, the one that they left behind. And so when I came home, I was determined not to write a book or whatever. I got to thinking that I'm still here. There must be a reason why I'm still here. Now, what makes my story unique, I believe, is that over 60 years I've been in and out of the prison system. But when I went the first time, I recognized the fact that you have to treat people like you want to be treated. And the people that the prison officials I worked for then, as they come up the ladder, as become sergeants, lieutenants, and captains, and wardens, and what have you, well, I come up the ladder with them.
Everybody has a story. Mm-hmm. Like how, that's why my question to you, Ayodele, is the question you asked yourself, why him? What was the answer?
He has a tremendous amount of grace. And it has costed him. And it has, I think, transformed him. And it's the light that is burning so bright, it's saved a lot of people. Glenn is a person that in hood vernacular we would say kept it 100. He always told the truth about what he did. He would never implicate anyone else. He didn't go and join something inside a prison to keep him safe. He didn't kowtow to administration to keep him safe. He didn't pile up a bunch of bodies to keep him safe. He used his own story, where it went wrong and what he learned, and he's a voracious reader. And he was open to being transformed. And in being transformed, I can't tell you the number of people that come and testify to how he saved their lives for not entertaining BS, for a polite term, and for being that unerring voice of truth, whether you wanted to hear it or not. And his example of speaking never for itself, but always for groups of people.
We started in an interesting way, kind of going deeper, but I just want to get the basic, tell me about the play. What's the story of the play? How did you take his story and turn it into a play?
It's mostly all firsthand accounts directly from transcripts that I've developed for the book. And what you get is a man who committed a double homicide and freely admitted it, and will tell you the circumstances under which that happened. You see him going back and forth to parole board and them finding him unsuitable, while inside the system itself, he saved countless lives. One of the things I'm really proud about this piece of work is that when we presented it, the Alameda County District Attorney, Nancy O'Malley, came to see the show. The young DA who prosecuted him didn't end up at the play, but she's in the play. And what O'Malley took from it is that their interaction could have gone a different way, and that possibly the standard for release should be reviewed. And that's substantial movement because of a piece of art. There's an interesting thing that happens, too, when men are set down for long periods of time. You have this choice. There's a sort of stillness that comes over them that's not accorded to you in everyday life. We live in an attention deficit society where we're all trying to get our next meal, keep the lights on, and take care of loved ones. When you remove all of that responsibility, a person can sink down to the depths of despair and be open for a lot of things that probably aren't very positive, the security of being in a gang or learning how to be a better criminal this time from people who got caught and are inside there with you, okay? Or in that stillness, one can find enlightenment. Mr. Bailey is an excellent teacher. Mm-hmm. And so knowledge is all out there if we're willing to get it. And then the universe is an interesting place. If you are on a path and you are looking for something, it's always there to be found if you look in the right places. Mm. So I like to think that the universe aligned me and Bailey because I was doing a type of work that would allow me to see what an extraordinary opportunity he was. And because I had invested enough earnestness for the universe to reward me with such a magnificent subject.
Mr. Bailey, what do you want people to take from this production?
Well, I'm hoping that they would take from the play that they are not in this world by themselves. We are here together.
That's Glenn Bailey and playwright Ayodele Nzinga. You can catch the play Lifer this Saturday at Eastside Arts Alliance in Oakland. Find more details at klw.org.